This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A protest against ICE and a prayer vigil to remember the woman killed in Minneapolis were held last night here in Houston. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here live now with a look at what happened. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Hundreds of Houston residents protested the killing of a woman in Minneapolis by a federal immigration officer. Demonstrators marched near the Houston Galleria while more than a dozen Houston police officers looked on. Meanwhile, across town, city and state officials held a prayer vigil to mark the killing of Renee Nicole Good. Here's Houston State Senator Carol Alvarado, a Democrat.
America, wake up. Despiértate. Is this what we asked for? Is this what you voted for? Hell no.
Now, more protests are planned in the Houston area this weekend, including one this evening. It's organized by FIEL Houston. Matt?
All right, Tom. Tony Payan with Rice University's Baker Institute says research shows the rapid growth of law enforcement agencies like President Trump's expansion of ICE leads to poor training and vetting and potential fatal incidents.
$50,000 bonuses for these guys to sign up with very little vetting on who these people are, what they believe, and what they're doing in the streets. So this should have been expected, should have been seen, and it's a consequence of what we have established for a very long time in the literature.
Payan made his comments on Hello Houston. Five Houston ISD school board trustees elected in November were sworn into office yesterday. Under the current state takeover, elected trustees are sidelined, replaced by the state-appointed board. News 88.7's Bianca Seward was at the ceremony and has more.
Incumbents Bridget Wade and Myrna Guidry, alongside newcomers Felicity Pereira, Maria Benzone, and Mike McDonough, were officially added to the elected board of trustees this morning. Elected trustees aren't set to regain voting power until the state takeover ends in 2027. The crowd noted the irony of the ceremony.
Of the Houston Independent School District.
Maria Benzone has been a vocal critic of state-appointed Superintendent Mike Miles. She says she hopes to meet with him soon.
I want to make sure that he's held accountable to those expectations because that's what our community wants and needs.
I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Following several months of delay, Harris County commissioners have appointed an interim county attorney. Deputy County Attorney Jonathan Fombon was selected yesterday to serve as the county's interim chief legal advisor.
I see the county attorney's job as being a practical partner to this court, helping you understand the legal landscape, finding solutions to legal problems, raising issues when we need to, and staying out of the way when we don't.
His appointment comes after former county attorney Christian Menefee announced his run for Houston's 18th congressional district seat, which was formerly held by later Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. Currently 70 degrees here on the UH campus, but a cold front is coming in soon. Rain on the way today, a slight chance of severe weather with a greater chance north of the Houston metro area. I'm Matt Harab, News 8.